Show.
Oh, you actually still recording?
Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a show on 2SER about the wonderful world of English picture frames made between 1943 and 1957. And of course, this is our 52nd episode, which is our 1 year anniversary. We've done very well considering the amount of programs on the subject of English picture frames made in between 1943 and 1957. But thankfully, we've worked very hard and are still able to bring you this show. This week, we are looking at silver frames made in December of 1946.
Oh my God.
Stop!
It is one of our favorite topics, and I know it will soon be yours too. But first, allow me to introduce myself. Joel Kasem is my name, and for the 52nd time, roughly, here are my friends. Now, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this, but I'm going to anyway. First up is our very own Masked Singer. It's Gabby Morris.
Oh! Hey, what?
Bit of a giveaway.
I'm a what?
Which part of that was confusing?
I didn't hear what you said I was.
Oh, the masked singer.
I don't get the reference.
So
every time you do an interlude for me, I never get the reference. Have you noticed that?
Yes. I don't watch much news. I actually don't watch any news. Actually, this is in news. So this was a program on Channel something 10, I think. I'm looking at you, Mick, like you
yes,
might know.
Yes, it is Channel 10. Hosted by Osher Gunsberg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Andrew G.
Yes.
That's his name, isn't it? His real name. It's his given name, his birth name. And it's a show about people who are dressed up and they sing.
In right? very elaborate costumes.
It is
like
awful.
A monster, a parrot. Brett Lee was a parrot. As a spider.
Who's Brett Lee?
Binger. You might know him as Binger.
He's a cricketer. Yes.
Okay, so the connection, there's a slight connection here to sport.
No.
Brett Lee. Not at all. There's no connection at all.
And they sing and people have to try and guess who they are and the worst singer gets voted off and they have to reveal who
okay, so what's the verdict? Is it a good show?
No, it is awful. It is an awful show.
Awfully good? Like one of those kind of juicy bad ones?
Nope.
Oh. No.
Wow. So thanks for that reference.
You're welcome.
I need a mask.
All right, let's see if we get this reference. And also joining us is the Don Bradman of radio. It's Mick Rad.
99.94 is my average, thank you. Yeah. Average.
Is he also a cricketer?
He was.
Okay.
You can't be an Australian citizen unless you know Don Bradman's average.
I don't think I am.
An Australian citizen? It's okay.
No,
welcome.
That's fine. Hope you enjoy the country.
I do.
That reference, don't get it either.
Why are we talking about Bradman?
So that was, why? He's a guy who is rich and has hair.
What?
Not much of it. And he was in between, what's our prime minister's name? Slow-mo and the American guy, Trump. And he's like, this is Scott Morrison. He's the Donald Trump of job creation. And Trump's like, I mean, he always looks dumbfounded, but he really looked dumbfounded then. Because an American doesn't know who the hell Don Bradman is.
Oh, he said he was a Don Bradman of job creation.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump was like, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, okay, I didn't get that reference either, but no,
cool.
Well.
Shall we start the show again?
Yeah!
Picture framing, come on, picture framing. 52 episodes in, and that's the most exciting thing you can start a show with, is we are picture framers from 1920s.
Also, you could have done, Across the Park, discussing garden landscapes since 1950,
But that
garden.
Was too easy. Picture
really?
Frames between, what did I say?
Now, silver frames. Now, silver we're frames starting with silver frames.
Of 1946, December 1946, a very good month for English silver frames.
Oh my God, it's the stupidest beginning to a show I've ever heard in my life.
Good.
This could be our last show.
Good way to start.
This could be the hair on the camel's back.
The what? The hair on the camel's back.
Yeah, that's the same.
No, I don't think that is.
No, you break the camel's back?
No, I don't think that's the same either.
What is this?
I'm bloody flipping it out.
It's something about putting a camel through the eye of a needle.
No, it's not. The straw.
It's last straw.
The straw that broke the camel's
that's
back.
That's the one, yes.
The hair that broke the camel's back.
The straw that
same
broke.
Same shit. You knew what I was saying.
Yeah, right.
Nah.
All right. we're past the introduction.
Phew, we made that. In. Done.
Let's get into a bit of content, okay? So, yeah.
Did you record this last week?
You asked me to. I asked you to do it last week.
That's right.
And doesn't quite get to the tent, does it?
Where's the tent?
Con.
No, it happened. Oh. You want me to play it again?
No.
I definitely don't want to play that again.
Excellent. Content.
Content. Here we go.
Woo.
It's our 1 year anniversary, we think, because you happened to mention last week that perhaps it's not because you did a Facebook post on our very first episode.
I did, and it came up in my memories.
Last week.
Facebook reminds me of all these things. And last week was our actual date anniversary.
Yeah.
I think.
I brought presents. Did you guys?
Really?
My presence is my presence.
I don't know. I have like a little thing that I'm going to play, but...
What do you get a one-year-old? That's rude, Gabby. She made a very obscene gesture.
Humor keeps the relationship alive.
I guess that's why we've made a year, 52.
52. So we've done 52. Well, at least that's what the podcasts say. This is our 52nd episode.
Anyway, because we did two weeks of no content during
the supporter drive, which is also coming up soon.
It is. Where we'll, I don't know what we're going to do.
It's just going to be the same.
Do the same thing, just talk about how you would love to get some money for 2SER.
Yes, exactly.
To keep us on air.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you reckon that'll help?
Will
help?
Well, not if we do it.
Let's not bloody talk about the supporter drive now.
No, we got
content.
Stuff. Content. Yes? Do you really have stuff or what's going on?
No.
No? Okay, great.
No, you've had a big win in your game of your...
Oh, hang on. Can we get to that in a second?
What? Is that not content?
It is content, but I just wanted to... Because this is like a big thing, 1 year. So I went to the streets and asked the plebs what they thought of Across the Park. And
Vox Pops.
Vox Pops. Very good. And yes. I will play that now. What do you think about Across the Park on 2SER?
Please leave me alone. I don't even listen to the radio. It's called Spotify.
What do you think about Across the Park on 2SER?
I've caught a few episodes by accident. I think John, Amy and Nick are really funny though.
On the Park. I love it. Great music show.
On the Park?
I don't like it. It's for adults. The files and older.
Hello, what do you think about Across the Park?
It's shit.
There you go.
Oh, look at all our fans.
Is that just you putting on different voices?
No. It's nice to hear from the fans, hear what they really think. Nick.
Nick and Amy.
Amy, yeah. That should be our new names. Sounds a lot more commercial.
Yeah, it does. Welcome to Across the Park with John, Nick and Amy. Yeah.
Thanks, Amy.
Yeah. Now, you got to be more Australian, like, you know, like Husey.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks, Amy.
Yeah, no worries. Hey, how good's footy?
Oh, that's nice.
We just got to give the fans what they want, which is obviously that. So
Dave Hughes. He's coming on in a few weeks, so that's exciting, Gab.
What?
Dave Hughes is coming on this show in a few weeks.
Cool.
He's not.
He's obviously. Really.
Maybe he will. Maybe he will.
We'll try.
Not when we're mocking him now. We can't do that.
He won't come on at all.
He knows, not.
Okay, so that happened.
Nice.
Yeah. Gab, sporting week.
Yep. Good sporting week. Yeah. First soccer match last night, outdoor five-a-side women's league. It was nerve-wracking. We got there and arrived and we saw the girls that we were playing against warming up. Whew, we were intimidated.
Oh, okay.
And teammates for us were just meeting for the first time. So, you know, when you first meet people...
First it's a game. Yeah, nerve-wracking. Just...
First game, first time you've met people, yeah. You're like, yeah, cool, you know. I like soccer too. And
well, we've got that in common.
Yeah. These girls were watching me like, oh, these girls are good. A few girls didn't turn up with boots. I still had my glasses on because I lost my contacts. Oh. So there was, we didn't look
good. You're a ragtag bunch, mate.
Oh, full rack, all different outfits on. Cohesion.
Oh, what? You didn't have the same jersey? Colour theme? No. How do you know who you was on your team?
We had to wear bibs.
They were the odd ones.
Oh. And it was like, okay, well, we just got to give this all we've got. And so we did, and we bloody won.
Oh! Yes!
1-0.
1-0? How long's the game?
And guess who scored?
Oh!
The Gab! Goalkeeper.
Yeah.
The leading goal scorer of the competition.
Yeah,
or of that team.
Yep. We are all so sore today. Yeah. Like, I'm hobbling around. It's bad.
Tell us the goal. How did it happen? What was it?
Within the first 5 minutes.
Oh.
Got a little chip over the head.
A chip?
Had a bit of a burst. Crack.
He chipped
right
over
corner.
The keeper into the goal.
No. This girl chipped it over the defender. Oh. I was on the run, on
yeah.
the burst.
Yeah.
Cracked it in, top right corner.
Nice.
And well the done, girl yeah. that was the keeper was a really good goalkeeper, like profesh Scottish yeah. girl, and she was very good, but couldn't handle. Couldn't
nice.
Handle, couldn't All handle right, the beast.
The beast. The Gab yes, beast.
Gabby Maradona. More like it.
Just don't get on the coat.
No. No, I'm really excited. It
That's
just,
great.
Just
well done.
Really, social sport's so fun. You just get really into it, and it yep. makes exercise enjoyable. And
you're competitive, Gab.
Pretty
I can
competitive.
See you being pretty competitive yeah, on yeah, the yeah. field.
But I like to have fun as well. Like, I was being silly, and it's funny when you be silly because other girls are a lot more serious and competitive,
yeah.
and it doesn't go down too well.
Yeah, like, yeah. You don't want to be too serious, but you can be competitive and still have fun.
Yeah. That's yeah. It's a hard line.
Says Coach Mick.
Yeah. But, definitely very, very fun. Enjoyed it.
Nice.
And you can go to Sydney Social Soccer and just check out my stats now. If you go to Tata Honeys, you could see
Tata Honeys.
You could see how many assists, how many, I just don't even, balls and how many goals and saves I did in the game. You can put some bets on.
Saves?
Yep.
How many saves did you make?
I played goalie too. A couple
did
of
you?
Saves.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tiny. That's brilliant. Well done, Gabby.
Thank you. Yes.
Congratulations.
It's funny because, like, you know, you two talk a lot of sport, but neither of you play a lot of sport. I don't know that much about sport, but I definitely play more sport than you.
Cricket season coming up for me.
Oh, true.
We start in like 2 weeks, so then I'll be playing sport.
Yeah, but that's not really a sport.
What? Mick.
It's just not really.
What are you talking about?
I actually saw both of your feathers just fully ruffle.
We should discuss what a sport is, I think.
We haven't talked about that in the very first episode.
Yeah, we did do that. We did.
Memories.
This,
cool.
Yeah.
Well done, Gab.
Yeah, thanks.
Very, very excellent work. I just wanted to quickly mention Tara Foster, who we had in here a few weeks ago, who did the Operation Shark Bait.
Oh.
That happened through the night for us last night in Belgium. Thrown into the North Sea and had to get picked up. The seas were...
Rough.
Yep.
So Operation Sharkbait was this, it's this like...
Oh yeah, I should have explained that.
Yeah. It's like this program that, was it the military and who was it? Some scientists had developed this new GPS tracking system that if you were to fall off a boat, that you would inflate a raft, you'd have the GPS tracking system and then they would quickly come to your rescue via helicopter and boat.
Yeah.
And she was the guinea pig.
She was the guinea pig, yeah.
Chucked in the water, left for dead until the boat came and picked her up. How long was she in the water for?
It seemed a long time. Yeah. I reckon it had to be 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah. I think she was hoping it was going to be shorter than that when we talked.
I think so.
Yeah.
Like,
it looked,
saying like
it
12
looked
or
scary. Like, scary. It was looked dark, cold. Really rough, heavy swell.
Yeah.
And, but she, it was all live streamed and she looked pretty relieved, I think, at the end.
Yeah. So they filmed a lot of it and you get to see her eventually. She's on the boat. They don't film her on the boat, but then they winter up in the helicopter and you do see her briefly in the helicopter and then they just take her off. Spoken to her today. She's fine. Everything's good. So, well done. It worked.
What a weird thing to do.
Very strange.
like,
very strange.
It's such a really hard thing to explain as well. Like,
yeah.
I'm just going to Belgium to be chucked off a boat into the middle of this. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Yep. None of it makes sense.
And it was the weirdest live stream as well.
It was, yeah.
It did transition into something from the European Commission, some really serious meeting, which I had on for a while. And I was like, what am I watching?
There was like military standing around.
Yeah.
Like people in weird oversized suits.
Yes. And I was like, I think I'll turn off.
I think
now.
At one point they cut to a guy who was sitting in front of a desk. He had like all these screens in front of him. And the phone rang. And they had cameras all over him. And he picked up the phone. He didn't say anything. And then just looked at the camera, put it down and walked off.
It was kind of like a bit weirdly Austin Powers. Like everyone, it just looked like a bit of a joke Jobs or something.
It was like if this show got filmed.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
True.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of being filmed.
Our last bit of content is that what you're talking about?
No.
Because we're not getting filmed, are we?
Well, no, but people can watch us. It's like being filmed with their eyes.
You can film it with your brain.
Yeah.
A reminder that tomorrow at 1:30, we'll be at the Lord Gladstone Hotel in Chippendale, doing a pre-game chat about the AFL Grand Final.
This is so ridiculous. If anyone listens to this show, we know very little about AFL, but we're going to be hosting this whole thing before the AFL Grand Final at Lord Glasson. I'm bloody excited, although a little bit terrified at the same time.
What? But you said you weren't terrified. Now even more terrified. Going into this with a bunch of chumps.
Gabby's been...
My reputation's on the line.
Been laying concrete in her pants for the last few days. But no, it's just going to be fun. I hope people can come down, see what we do.
There'll be prizes.
Live. Yeah.
There'll be games. Mm. There'll be
dodgy PowerPoints.
There'll be average footy banter. There'll be audience interaction. We want to hear from you guys.
Yeah. Yes.
And then there'll be $15 steak sandwiches, cheap beers, potentially beers on us.
Yes.
Please come.
On us? What? We're paying for it?
No, maybe.
Oh, maybe. I mean, if nobody comes. If it'll get someone there, yes.
Lord Glasson. Gladdy.
Yeah. Good place. Up the road from here. Lovely little pub. Just come and watch three people do their best. And then watch two teams do their best if you want to watch the AFL, I suppose.
We won't talk over the game, by the way, so you can watch the game.
It's just a hype up. No worries. We're your hype men, you know? Like, we're going to hype you up for being there.
Yes. Walk around just patting everyone on the back.
Yeah.
Speaking of AFL, Richmond will face the GWS Giants in the grand final tomorrow. We should mention that.
Yes.
Are we
up to the sport section?
Oh, yeah, we are. Sorry.
Sport!
There we go.
The Tigers fought back from 21 points down to defeat Geelong on Friday night, and then the Giants stunned Collingwood on Saturday to claim the second spot in the flag decider. We'll get to the game shortly, but I just wanted to talk about these two first. Just wanted to talk about the grand final first, although we have, I think.
Well, we're going to do that a lot tomorrow, but it's pretty exciting. I think when people were looking at predicting the grand final contenders, no one really thought the Giants would get there.
No way.
Especially
no way.
From sixth place and a team that has sort of been not great the last month or so. But they had,
sorry?
Well, just before the end of the season, they weren't playing great.
Yeah, so up until, I think, mid-season,
They
weren't great.
Okay. Well, they
they're on an 11-game winning streak, mate.
Is it?
They're going pretty good.
Oh, shit. I should research that.
Shit.
Okay.
To be fair, though, like, I actually only thought the Giants have been around for only 2 years. They've been around for eight.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I know. This is their eighth season.
I think they want to forget their first few seasons.
Oh, I also think it's because of the uniform colours. It just doesn't stick with you, you know? Like, it just doesn't stay with you.
And we ask any New South Wales transport people to come down tomorrow in their work gear to support the Giants.
Yes, please. Because orange.
Because orange.
Paul Kelly will headline the grand final entertainment, and Across the Park will headline the pre-game entertainment at the Lord Glasson. We've mentioned that bit already. So Tigers versus Cats last week, 85-66, the Tigers won. The Tigers looked actually quite terrible up until about half, or after the halftime break.
Yeah.
And then they just smashed it. They were trailing by 21 points.
Yep.
Came back and just smashed it.
Third quarter, premiership quarter.
Yeah, it is. And then the same thing happened in the next game, the Pies GWS. It was 56-52.
What?
Unbelievable game.
And such a low scoring game.
The first half, there was only like 5 goals.
Because of
half. The
rain, obviously.
It was,
like,
gross,
it was pretty bad, but still. I mean, that slows you down a bit. But then
I was on the literal edge of my seat.
Yeah. And I was at the Lord Glasson watching it, and the crowd was like starting to build up because they thought, oh, here we go. Sydney could have a team in the grand final.
It just gets so good when it's like that. It's so boring when it's not, you know? You really want it to be nail-biting stuff.
Especially in
surely,
the AFL.
Surely, probably not when it's your team in there, but.
Yeah, no, yeah. But in the AFL. Yeah, no, you're right. Because AFL is such a high-scoring game usually that is a more chance of a blowout, I reckon. Hopefully the grand final will be close.
Joel was doing some frustrating things though on the weekend.
Was
he? Yes, each at our own different locations watching the game, which I also highlighted as dumb because we should have been together.
Absolutely,
because we've actually never watched a sporting game together once in our lives.
It's the first time for everything. That's tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute. And we were all kind of messaging each other saying, you know, great game. Joel's like, because Tigers are going to come back in the fourth quarter. And we're like, no, shut up, mate. Like, and they came back.
I thought they were always going to come
just,
back.
Oh.
It was always going to happen. I almost picked the score too.
You did. It was crazy.
In the Brownlow medal went to Fremantle Dockers captain Nat Fyfe. Dockers finished 13th, so that's pretty impressive for the best player.
But he's had it twice in a row, right? Now?
Also, good news for... I don't know, guys. I've got no idea.
No, but it's easier for teams that are lower the ladder to have one really good player.
Yeah, stand
all,
out.
Get all the points.
Stand out.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Fantastic news for Indigenous players as well, because Liam Ryan got Mark of the Year and Eddie Betts got Goal of the Year.
Nice. Excellent.
And this kid, the debutant in the game tomorrow,
Bobby,
for Richmond, Marlon Pickett.
Oh. Yeah, Bobby.
He's another Indigenous man. Spent 2.5 years in jail.
Yeah.
Wow.
When he's in his late teens. And he's playing his first ever, like, first grade AFL game in the frigging grand final against
in front
of 100,000 people.
It's almost
enough to make me want to go for the Tigers, so see how he goes. But no.
Sometimes
I find it really frustrating with sport as well, because I'll often go for whoever's losing.
Yeah, the
like
underdog.
It changes. Yeah, so I'm always like, yep. Oh no, okay, come on, the other team. I just want to, like, tomorrow I'm definitely going for the Giants.
So if the Tigers start losing by like 30 points, you're going to start going for the Tigers?
I'm going to commit, even all right, though.
All right.
Yeah.
Good. In the NRL, South versus Manly happened last week. South are through the top four, the last four, I should say, after beating Manly 34-26. So 10 minutes to go. Manly were up 26-20 when Jake Trbojevic got given 10 minutes in the bin.
Oh, the controversy. The controversy. He was running, looking like he was chasing the person with the ball, but wasn't going to get him.
Nah.
And then he pushed over, or he sort of went down. Was it Johnston? No, it was
centre. It was...
Gagai.
Yeah.
Gagai went sprawling on the ground like Italian footballer.
Yes.
And Jake Trbojevic got sent off for 10 minutes, in which time...
Rabbit scored two tries and won the game.
Look, I totally agree with the call. I think
it's the right call.
But he didn't need to do it, but it was a bit of a dive.
It was an absolute dive. Just quickly, I really want to play this because I recorded it. Des Hasler is the coach of Manly.
Oh yeah, Desi Hasler.
I don't have any jokes here. This is literally just the recording from his press conference after.
Oh, he was worked up.
He was quite calm. Before that, he was really upset. He was quite calm in the presser, but you almost didn't need anyone in the room because he just asked his own questions and answered them himself.
Oh, still trying to work that out. Could we have won the game? Of course we could have won it two or three times over.
It's really breathing.
He does a lot of breathing.
Congratulations,
breathing.
South, so you move on.
Blood pressure's up through the roof.
You know as well as me, was there issues about the game? Yep, I think there was.
It's good though, because usually you can't hear their questions.
Do I think we were dudded? Yep, I think we were dudded.
You're dudded, Has.
Can wear the first sin bin, but I thought the call on Jake in the second half was a bit tough.
Geez, he really had calmed down, hadn't he?
I thought it's... was it a penalty? I don't mind the penalty. Can work the penalty, can handle the penalty. Did you deserve to get sent off? No, I didn't think you deserved to get sent off.
Doesn't even need the media.
He doesn't need the media.
There was no one there. He just had a microphone up to his nose.
Yeah. But there was footage of him on the phone earlier that, just screaming down the phone to apparently Graham Annesley.
Graham Annesley, yeah.
I just love how he was like, do we do this? Yep. Like the change in intonation of like answering his own question.
It's like two different people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Mick. Melbourne beat Eels 32-0 and they will play the Roosters this weekend. Sorry.
The game's on tonight. Rabbitohs
versus Raiders. Raiders tonight down in Canberra.
Yes.
And then tomorrow night the Roosters play Melbourne at the SCG.
So this is the preliminary
final. The first preliminary final. So everyone on the Hume Highway right now heading down to Canberra. Good luck.
Huge.
Good luck.
Huge.
Huge.
What do you reckon, mate? What's the odds?
Well, Canberra are big favourites.
Massive.
But the Bunnies, you never know. Joel here reckons the Rabbitohs are going to win the whole lot.
No, I think they'll win tonight.
Said it here first.
I think they'll win tonight.
What's the score?
Oh, it's nil at the moment.
No, come on.
And Roosters are favourite to beat Melbourne.
Yes, they are. I just hope. We're just happy it's not a Roosters Melbourne grand final. That's all. I'm happy with. I don't care who gets in, really.
In rugby union, that's not underwater rugby union, that's regular land rugby union. The Rugby Union
Substandard
World Cup is currently on. Australia versus played Fiji last weekend, 39-21.
Oh, escaped the jail on that
really
one.
Really did, yeah.
Thought Fiji were going to get up. I was hoping.
They were winning. It was looking pretty good.
I shouldn't hope. Like, I do like Australia, but Fiji.
Yeah,
everyone
so like
Fijians are much just better people.
You're lovely.
Yes. And that's it. In tennis, Nick Kyrgios lost to Federer, and he blamed it on a hot chick in the crowd, as he said.
Yeah, fair enough.
In soccer, Sam Kerr has broken the single season scoring record in the U.S. National Women's Soccer League.
She's my girl.
Which was previously held by someone named Sam Kerr.
You know that I played with Sam Kerr when I was younger?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe you.
Yeah, look.
I played with... No, because,
it was close, it was
because
close.
I played with someone, Brett Holman, who played for Australia, and we played together in for Anfield.
So, yeah. See, the difference here is Joel is saying the truth and Gab is making a lie. It's up to you, the listener, to decide which is which. Yeah.
Joel, please.
It's one
he doesn't
truth
know how to kick a ball.
Lie.
Gabby, please. I didn't say I was good. We were just in the same team. In cricket, former Australian cricketer Shane Warne has been banned from driving for 12 months after admitting to a speeding charge in England. So it's only in England, I think.
What?
Yes, only in England.
But he
so
lives
he can't.
There.
How
does
fast
he?
Was he going?
Really? No, he lives here.
No,
I'm not sure how fast he was going, but
12 months.
I just wonder if he's worried about losing his license.
There's only one thing that really worries me, and that's hair loss.
All right, it's time for a game. Still running with the same questions as the last few weeks.
This is What Is That Sport? Part 3.
Yes.
There
yes.
you go.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
Okay, we know what to do.
Buzzing,
I'm going to say three words, and you tell me what.
Oh yeah, I love this
sport that is associated with. Okay.
Okay.
I feel like we've gone in a bit early. I should have gone into some more sport.
More sport?
Just
you mean
go.
More sport on a.
We need to plug our show tomorrow.
Oh yeah, it's true. Okay. Backswim,
swimming,
backswing, lob, and deuce.
Tennis.
I didn't have time.
You had the exact same amount of time as me. I forgot you stepped out for a while. Quiver, fletching, and upshot.
Badminton.
No.
No.
It is...
Quiver. Oh, arrowing.
Arrowing.
Archery.
Archery's right.
I like arrowing better.
Arrowing is good.
Arrowing.
I love a good arrow.
I'll skip that one because I don't know that word.
Whoa, I'm not really, really good at this game.
Oh, come on.
Do you want
Gary?
One just for you?
No.
Okay.
Mm.
What if I tell you first?
Nope.
I'll turn his headphones off. Can't do that.
I can still hear you talk.
I'll turn his microphone off. There we go.
I'll chop his ears off.
That's not going to do anything, Mick. Do you understand how the ear works? God.
Oh.
You can still hear through your nose. Ready? This is just for you, Gab, because I'm going to turn him off. Axel jump, camel spin, and hydroblading.
Skateboarding!
Figure skating!
Damn.
Where were you on that one, Mick?
I had it wrong anyway.
You were really
you?
Quiet there. All right. Should we talk about the thing again
tomorrow?
Is
there tomorrow? More questions?
There is, but...
What was the one you couldn't pronounce?
Okay, I'll try. You're going to laugh at me.
Yes, I will.
Let me finish, okay? Because you're going to know what it is, so let me finish. Moguls, base plate, and pissed?
Yeah. Skiing.
Off pissed.
Is it pissed?
Pissed. Yeah, you go off pissed.
Is that where you do this? Where you?
No, off pissed is like when you go off the track. So like when you like
is
in
pissed,
between the
is
trees.
Pissed is the track. If it's pissed, the track, and off pissed is
off-pissed.
Off the track.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Or you've just had a few too many beers before you came down the track and you've just gone off pissed.
Speaking about being pissed, tomorrow at the Lord Gladstone Hotel, the three of us will be there.
Yes. Probably talking... best if you got pissed before we came on as well.
Please
actually.
Do.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
It'll be heaps funnier.
Yeah. Start drinking at 9 a.m. Can we say that on the radio?
Yeah. It's not ideal. It's not best
it's
practice.
AFL
but
grand final,
if you want, I'm not forcing you, but.
You can wait till midday.
I just think
it's
interesting who will show up. You know, it's Sydney. People don't really like AFL that much. It's probably going to be beautiful weather.
Yeah.
Who wants to come and sit in a dank pub at 1 o'clock?
Nah,
you know why? Because we'll be there.
Yes.
There'll be prizes. There'll be funny games. There could be girls that are topless.
Whoa.
This is new.
Hello?
I think last week you said there was going to be hot babes.
Yeah. Or always hot babes.
We're going to be there. So,
Eddie McGuire might come down.
We have
Eddie McGuire, Rex Hunt.
Yeah.
Probably.
I've got his brother Mike might come too. Oh, sorry.
Who's Mike?
Rex Hunt's brother.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
We might even have guys' previous guests there from across the park their life.
All right.
Huge.
Goxie? Come down tomorrow.
Is Goxie coming?
Goxie.
All right, we got to go. I'm going to play this one last thing and then we're done. Okay. So, bye.
Bye.
Across the Park is the best ever. I love Uncle Joe.
Thanks, baby. Yeah. All right, bye. See you tomorrow.
Bye.